There seem to be a number of barriers put in place, and I'm deeply worried that we've seen so many people drop out, particularly in Aberdeen, where there are still a high level of teacher vacancies at both primary school level and secondary school level. It took far too long for this to get off the ground when, for months, we'd seen people losing their jobs across the oil and gas industry. And then to say that you're only going to be putting in 12 million and that a proportion of that would go towards those who want to train to be teachers. I mean, well, that's really a drop in the ocean. I think there was a number of concerns that we'd raised at the time. The real focus has to be on ensuring that we get these vacancies filled and retaining oil workers that have lost their jobs. We have literally had a handful of people apply. More people then drop out, and you're left with something which is just going to be of no use whatsoever. We need a concerted action to address the teacher vacancies that we've got in the city. It just hasn't met the demand that we've got. It hasn't gone anywhere near filling the huge level of vacancies that we've got in our schools. And looking at the people that I know we are losing from the Northeast who have skills, we're not doing enough to retain those workers, and we need those skills.